T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's kind of a dank afternoon.
What about dank?
Afternoons on the Score.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got so depressed today. Studs was talking about secondary prices for those ticket speaks. So I went on StubHub just to look for myself. And on the StubHub map, the seats, the dugouts still say White Sox and Yankees. And I was like, ah, it could have been fun again.
Anderson hits it in the air to right. Back at the wall, and the White Sox win it.
It could have been fun. It's just StubHub still thinks it's going to be fun. The White Sox and Yankees are there.
I'm bringing gloves. We can have a catch on the actual Field of Dreams movie site, and then we can walk through like the 200-yard path through the corn to the ballpark itself, because it's adjacent. This year, the corn is 2 feet lower than last year. Thank you, Mother Nature. So as we walk through the path from the movie side to the ballpark, we're getting to see everything. Get to see over the corn. Doesn't that sound fun?
No.
The corn is shorter than last year.
It's true. It's true. Sometimes the corn grows high and sometimes it doesn't.
Ain't no need to fear me. I'm sorry, I thought you was corn.
Oh, I'm happy for you that just like it's a lesser game on the field, there are lesser corn stocks, so now you can see over them. That's beautiful.
You can't not be excited about this one.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tony.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We kid because we love. Ball busting is our love language on the Parkinson Spiegel Show. So genuinely am happy and excited for Matt Spiegel, Ruben Spiegel, and his lovely wife, Christine, to have what is hopefully a lifetime memory tonight at the Field of Dreams game. Period. New sentence. It just would be hilarious if it rained a little bit.
I love the idea of you systematically rejecting each of his blissful bullet points one by one and just leveling him with this great moment. Maybe, who knows, maybe for Spiegel. I doubt it because he's been to a lot of big games. This will be the most significant game he ever attends.
Well,
it's possible. He
was at game seven.
I know.
He's at game seven.
That's why I said there's probably games that are ahead of it, but who knows how Spiegel takes this in, but you are systematically destroying his happiness point at a time.
I think I helped. I think I helped.
Helped how? Helped what?
He hadn't shown his kid Field of Dreams.
So did
I was like, hey, man, you probably should.
Oh, so you did encourage it.
So he thinks it's cool. Because what if he hates the movie? What if he falls asleep during the movie? Like, show him the movie before you buy the tickets so that when he goes to the game, he has some appreciation for the film that he watched, or else he'll just think it's another baseball game in a field somewhere.
Well, and if you were at their house, you'd be telling Ruben, there, kid, it's just a movie. It's Hollywood. That stuff is real.
They're not really ghosts. Ghosts don't really exist.
I don't know what you think here, but... Oh,
Well, my rational thoughts can at times be unwelcomed.
It's okay.
From the sentimental.
I'm sort of playing the part of like I'm coming at you, but I'm kind of with you on most of this.
Yeah.
So, but
hey, listen, if you are emotionally attached to the Field of Dreams, this is about as cool as it gets.
Like, I was last year, but how do you rework nostalgia? Yeah. Well, here we go again.
Well, yeah, that's definitely, but like, if you cared about the Field of Dreams and like you and your father bonded over having a catch and you could then go to the site of the movie and go see your team playing a game, I get why that wasn't my thing. Like, I loved Rookie of the Year, mm-hmm. like as a kid. Major League is by far my favorite baseball movie, which brings me to, I got an idea because we did this last year. It'll come up again this year. Other things, right? Frank Thomas, who's going to join us later in the show, said we're not going to have a Major League game here next year at the Field of Dreams site, but everyone's always looking for more events and things that Major League Baseball could do to market the game, maybe to younger people, seem cool, seem fun, that sort of thing. You ready? Ready for the idea?
I'm standing by.
Okay. Major League. A Major League game. You take the Brewers and the Indians.
Guardians,
thank you. Brewers and Guardians.
2022.
And you have Bob Uecker.
I'm embarrassed.
And you have Bob Uecker reprise his character as Harry Doyle.
Just a bit outside.
And you have him broadcast the game because Uecker was not acting, by all accounts, really in that movie. He was following the script, but there was also some ad-libbing. He is a dirty joke teller. Like, he's a crass old man, right? Norm MacDonald, Artie Lang have told stories about him on Letterman and Howard Stern. And I know from people around the Brewers that he still is very much that person. Have Bob Uecker as Harry Doyle calling a Guardians Brewers game because he's the radio voice of the Brewers. And obviously in the movie, he was the voice of the Indians, now the Guardians. And have it be on Apple TV, your new broadcast partner, where there's no FCC regulations. And let him curse a little bit.
Like, I don't know how this guy keeps his mind on baseball with all the paternity suits and all.
But let Uecker tell some dirty jokes.
You could roast him.
Yeah. And then, like, have Charlie Sheen come into the booth. Have other people from Major League come into the booth.
I like that a lot.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I do like that.
No one's watching these Friday night games on Apple TV.
Oh, they're atrocious.
Have Bob Uecker call the game between the team that he currently knows and loves, the Brewers, with the team that he called in the movie. Have them say, you can say anything you want. We want you to be like Harry Doyle in Major League. And then produce the hell out of it. Bring in Charlie Sheen and others from the movie. Boom. There you go. That's a free idea, baseball. That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. Would they allow their players to be roasted, though? That's the question. Would they allow for something like this to go down and to occur? If you're really getting into the weeds,
I don't know, but I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think there's something to it. Figuring out a way to, I think the Field of Dreams game has been awesome and it's a tremendous success. Yeah. And, you know, I think that they should do it every year. I heard Bernstein and Holmes talking about other games in other parts of the country and, you know, Central America and other places to play to continue to grow the game. All great ideas. But if you want to appeal to kids, all right, get a Twins game, have it be Little Big League Day, have a kid manage the Twins.
Oh.
Have a 12-year-old. Actually manage the Minnesota
That's
Twins.
Great. Well, one thing I do hate, though, and you just mentioned it, is the international ideas. I think the Cubs are playing in London next year. They're trying to get this game growing again in this country, so I'm not so concerned about what's happening internationally. And that's why, yes, the corn game is good for baseball. We were talking about this before we came on. That game got 6 million viewers last year, which, as we discussed, had the most eyeballs on a regular season baseball game since the Sosa McGuire home run race year of 1998. So there, and then, you know, no coincidence that was the era of the big boppers and the steroids, and baseball was doing just fine then. So baseball needs little bursts like this or creative things within this country and the ideas, like, that's what you said is a great idea, and it's not completely it's not implausible by any means.
I feel like that should just happen.
Yeah.
Like, and if Uecker isn't interested in like cursing on a broadcast or something like that, fine. But still, just a Bobby. How big of a deal was it when Vin Scully, they would put him on like MLB Network, and you would see, you know, you get to hear him. Like, Bob Uecker is an institution. You have him call a nationally televised game around the theme of Major League and say you're booking Charlie Sheen, and having that game would do numbers
and
for baseball.
And
quick six pack right now.
Yeah.
Bring in the other cast members, like you said, like, and everybody would be interested. You know, it's not one of those things where, oh, well, we couldn't get so and so. Anybody that's alive that is interested, or I think would be interested in participating.
Yeah,
in something
I would think
like
Wesley
that.
Snipes would be willing to show up for that game and do an inning with Uke.
100%.
Right?
Absolutely.
Why
he's
not?
Had his problems, isn't he?
Yeah, he's had some issues.
He did some time, I want to say.
Charlie Sheen's had his issues, too.
Right. Tigers, yeah.
But that's why it would be kind of interesting.
Absolutely.
Would you not tune in?
I would tune in.
I would tune in as well. I will be watching tonight because I do, like I said, I genuinely appreciate the spectacle of it. I thought that what Fox did last year with it, it's hard to make a sporting event that we all watch. Whether you watch tens of baseball games a year or hundreds of baseball games a year and thousands in your life, they all kind of look the same. And last year was a standalone entity. Like, it looked cool. So I am looking forward to the production of the game. Will I check out maybe a little NFL Network during commercials for some preseason Ravens-Titans action? I might.
Yeah.
I might
of course.
Do that.
Well, the game itself is not keeping anybody there.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. DVR the pregame and the first inning, and then you can kind of zip through it. but yeah, I also thought that this was kind of interesting. Over at ESPN, Jesse Rogers had a long piece on like the state of the Cubs heading into this game, right? Because all of the journalism outlets are pulling out all the stops for baseball around this game. And basically it was the Cubs are seventh in attendance. They have the highest attendance of any team with a losing record. They're going to London next year. They're in the Field of Dreams game this year. They are a marquee attraction, but they're bad. So what do you do about it? And Tom Ricketts released a statement to ESPN saying, and I give him credit for at least talking, "I'll be the first to acknowledge this is not the type of baseball Cubs fans deserve. Our decision last year to move away from Cubs players who brought us a World Series title was tough, but we have a plan to return to championship contention by building the next great Cubs team around a young core of players augmented by free agent signings, and we're making progress." End quote. You at all surprised that he agreed to talk midseason and say, hey, like tonight, at some point, Joe Davis and John Smoltz will talk about the Cubs as a product on the field? And I would imagine this quote from Tom Ricketts, "I'll be the first to acknowledge this is not the type of baseball Cubs fans deserve," will come out. Is that good PR, bad PR? How do you feel about him acknowledging, like, in front of the largest television audience that they will have all year, this product ain't so good?
I think he had to, because if he didn't say anything, that just gives Fox and those broadcasters free rein to say whatever they want without any comment from any of the power people with the Cubs to at least say something that Cubs fans might be interested in hearing. The problem is, and this is just getting into what Tom Ricketts said proper, but Cubs fans don't want to hear about plans anymore. They really don't. I have learned that, and I wondered going into this, will Cubs fans be willing to have the same patience they did back in 11 and 12 and 13, 14, leading up to 15 in that rebuild? Will they have that same patience as they did then now? And the answer to that is no. Cubs fans don't have that kind of patience. They don't want to hear about a plan. They want to hear what they wanted to hear Tom Ricketts say right there was, we're going to spend money this offseason, and wait, we might have a couple surprises for you this year. And the giving the fan base the possibility or the hope that they could win again quickly.
You know, the thing is, though, about that, like, the fans that we talk to aren't patient because they're dialed into sports talk radio. But if I tell you that they're seventh in baseball in attendance and have the highest attendance of any team with a losing record,
yeah,
and the ratings are still pretty good, like, Cubs fans are loyal, man.
Dude, I went
it's a loyal group.
No, I know, but here, let me just give you this example or possible scenario with people going to Wrigley Field. I went to a game the other day, the Washington game, a couple nights ago. Not last night, but the night before. And
the comeback?
Yeah, the comeback.
All right.
Yeah. So I went, and it was I have a friend of mine who has the now defunct weekend and nights package. He's grandfathered into it, and he invited me like a month ago, and then he reminded me a couple days, hey, that Cubs game is coming up, and I was like, oh crap, that's right. I was like, because I'm like, I really am not interested in going to a Cubs game, but then I was like, yeah. Why not? It was a beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Wrigley is sensational. So all that stuff that we always talk about still holds absolutely true. It was a delightful evening.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a great hang. It's a great time. And like, if the product's bad, they'll draw like 2.6 to 2.8 million fans. And if the product's good, they'll draw 3.1 to 3.2 million fans. You know what I mean? Drawing 500,000 fewer fans from a good season to a bad season is a significant number of fans, but over two-thirds of the league would take drawing 2.6 or 2.7 million fans in a down year. It's a huge fan base. It's a tourist attraction, and it's a loyal fan base. So I do think that Cubs fans are going to have the patience, because Where are you going to go? You inherit being a Cubs fan from generations in your family. It's still Wrigley Field. It's still a great place to be. And like, if they put 32,000 in when they're bad, what are they going to put in when they win? They're going to put in 40. They're going to sell out every damn game. And so what I think is interesting about what's happening like right now is Jed came out and said what he said on Marquee. Ken Rosenthal came out and said the Cubs are going to get one of the four shortstops that's a free agent this year. Ricketts easily could have, you know, not responded to a request for comment to an ESPN story. I mean, Tom Ricketts gets interview requests all the time, and he doesn't do them, right? But he chose to come out and put this little headline out there ahead of the most watched game of the year. There's no reason for them to all be talking as boldly and tough as they are about spending money and being active this offseason if they're then not going to be. It'd be crazy. It would be a complete PR nightmare. These people are not dumb. You might not like them, but they are not dumb people. These are highly intelligent, highly trained, highly successful individuals. So like, my point is, the Cubs are going to spend this offseason.
And you think that's what's, in your opinion, these patient Cubs fans that you speak of, that you think they're going to wait, that they're, I know they're going to wait.
I know
they're going to wait. They're Cubs fans, and I don't promote the idea of just because your team is losing just to get the hell out of there. But there has been.
I mean, I kind of do. If they put a product on the field that is worth your time,
okay,
watch. If they put a product on the field that is not worth your time, then don't watch.
Okay. But I don't say
go be a Pirates fan, but like,
right,
you know, if you don't deem this product as being worth your time and money, then don't give them your time and money.
But there is the Cubs franchise has changed since it won the World Series. Like, there is an expectation that changed that entire era of Cubs baseball, especially 15, 16, and 17,
yeah,
every year going to the NLCS. So I do think you're discounting the anger, the angst, the expectation that Cubs fans have, because that has changed. That's changed. And it obviously hasn't kept their butts out of the seats at Wrigley Field yet. That then comes down to, do you trust Tom Ricketts to want to win? Do you trust this owner? I did at first. Right now, it seems it's a little wobbly right now that he'll win at any cost just because of the biblical losses that he had, or how in debt he still is right now because of what happened during the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense, the cynicism that exists. I'm not saying that there isn't a huge percentage of Cubs fans that are pissed off about this. And the radio ratings aren't as high as when they're good. The TV ratings aren't as high as when they're good. You know, Wrigley is still, they got a huge season ticket base. So sometimes they'll announce 35,000 people at Wrigley and you tune in on TV and there's 23,000
right,
people.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
But because, so tickets sold and butts in seats are definitely different numbers. No question about that. I just think it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, the conspiracy theory that exists among a decent percentage of the Cubs fan base, that they're not going to spend again. Like, they've paid the luxury tax multiple times. They're 14th in payroll this year. They're not 25th in payroll.
Wait, you think that there's fans that think that they're never going to spend again?
Yes.
That this is the beginning of the Tampa Bay Rays, that, Cubs?
Yes, or? Yes, that they want to,
okay,
just...
I have not seen that, and that sounds absurd. I would love to know the justification.
The justification is they won one. They won one, and now they're more interested in buying an EPL team and being real estate developers, and because the fan base is so loyal.
That's faulty, because now that didn't create, at least in my opinion, and maybe you're different on this, I don't think that created that satisfaction in the fan base. That created want more, me likey.
Yes.
They was just like the Bulls, man, and I was a fan. Like, I was into the business for most of the Bulls titles. As a fan, I wanted it more the second one or the third one.
Me too.
And by the sixth, it's like, why? Like, you just want more and more. And I do think that's what. So good luck fighting that, is what I'm saying when it comes to Tom Ricketts versus that want to win, if he's not going to spend. But I don't believe that theory, the conspiracy theory that you're discussing.
I think he absolutely is willing to spend again. And I think that what is happening right now, like at this particular moment in time around the Field of Dreams game, with the Ken Rosenthal report, with Rosenthal then going on Marquee, with Jed talking on Marquee, with Tom talking now, Crane has talked about it. Like, they're all talking about spending money. They're trying to signal to people, like, hey, you deserve better than this. We hear you. Don't worry. Better times are coming, and it won't be that long. What I think is going to be the interesting part is, I think they're going to spend this offseason and still not be very good next season. Because I just think that,
I agree with that.
The young guys are, like, still a ways away, and they're younger players. So, like, I think that they'll sign Xander Bogaerts or Carlos Correa or Trey Turner or one of those guys. They'll sign someone else. They'll allocate, you know, $200 million in free agent contracts this offseason, and then going into opening day, Vegas will be like, yeah, they're like a 78-win team.
Yeah, well, so then back to the original, what you're talking about Ricketts saying, and did I like the statement? So I wish he would have not just said, oh, we have a plan in place. I wish he would have said something stronger. Like, just wait, we've got some plans in place for this offseason. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Just something like that.
A little more specific.
Yeah, on the overall, I think it was good that he talked, and I thought what he said was fine, but plan in place is not going to do anything for Cubs fans.
Yeah, so we've got a lot around the Field of Dreams game, obviously. Grody's here, Dan Wiederer at 3 o'clock. The latest on the Roquan Smith saga. I had never heard Brad Biggs quite as exasperated as I heard him earlier today. It was very funny to me. So we will get into the latest coming up on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Talk radio was on.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, it is a perplexing situation. I was at the Ryan Poles presser, of course, when I was there this week on Tuesday, and you know, I asked him, like, how has this communication been? And he looked directly at me and he said, it's been difficult, a lot of emotions, a very unique situation. You can only imagine Mully and David, like, if you're Roquan Smith sitting there staring at Ryan Poles saying, make me the highest paid linebacker in football. And he is brand new. This is his biggest test. Even while he cleaned house, I mean, most turnover you could argue in the NFL with this roster, offensively, defensively, special teams, but this is his biggest test yet.
Stacy Dales with Mully and Haw will talk to Grody's Bears beat brethren. That work?
That works. Yeah. If people understand when you say that.
Yeah, yeah, that works. I just never said that phrase before.
Colleague.
Yeah, Dan Wiederer.
Counterpart.
And our colleague here at The Score now.
That's right.
He's on the team coming up at 3 o'clock. So, Roquan Smith requests a trade 2 days ago. Yesterday, Bears remove him from the physically unable to perform list. What does it mean? What does it mean? And Biggs this morning was hilarious and insightful as always, but he was like, the whole thing's ridiculous, David. Like he was exasperated by like the ideas of what the potential ramifications of the whole thing could be. It was because he was frustrated that they were like, no one's going to be on the PUP list. Oh yeah, some people will be on the PUP list. Yes. Now Roquan Smith's on the PUP list, and then we're going to take him off the PUP list. And
not going to practice today, as he did not practice today.
Right. You'd have to ask Roquan Smith why he's not practicing today. Well, can we ask Roquan Smith? No, we're not going to make him available. So he was very frustrated. The lack of flow of information. It was good stuff.
Do you think you overdo the compliments for Brad Biggs on the air because he has you blocked on Twitter?
I wondered that too.
I've never heard you talk about Mark Rohde like that. Like,
right. Sick.
As
true.
Funny as insightful as always.
Thank you. Do you?
People want to know. Like,
I don't
be transparent.
I don't want him to. I don't care if he unblocks me. I know he doesn't like me. I always say he's really good at his job, and I read everything that he writes. So I'm being honest. I think why he doesn't like me is a completely ridiculous reason. I think he's soft, but I think he's good at his job. Like, all of those things can exist in my head at the same time.
Have you ever thought that maybe it's time for you to Bieber him? Time for you to say sorry? Have you thought about that?
Well, is it too late to say sorry?
Say sorry for what?
Danny? Have you gone through your life saying things like that? Say sorry for what? Maybe it's your time.
Yeah, what did I do? What
do
did I
think
do?
Brad Biggs will feel better or worse when Tanny and I debut our parody song of the Biggs Time Mullion Haw intro for Dan Wiederer?
Oh, wow.
It's coming.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's coming.
Yes.
Biggs Time, but Wiederer Time.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, so
you think he'll feel better?
No.
Who made the original Biggs Time?
I think Russ.
Russ. Okay, so yeah, this is so. Russ versus Tanny. Can Tanny?
I like our chances.
See?
I'm not even. I asked Dustin about that once, and he wasn't even sure. So I don't know. Like,
well, that's evergreen.
Yeah. There is.
Burn.
I'm looking for. So when is the song going to be like at week one of the season? When do we debut it, Shane?
It'll be week one of the season.
Week one of the season.
Yeah. It's. Okay. I'm almost done writing it.
So this is going to be better than the Biggs intro that somebody made that we don't know.
Yeah, what people keep asking whenever this comes up, why is he mad at me? It goes back literally to the day that John Fox was fired. It's so long ago.
It had to do with driving, right?
It's so stupid. It's a dumb story.
Do you want to tell the story?
I mean, not really.
Okay,
but I will. Like,
you don't have to.
I was hosting. The Bears beat reporters were waiting on New Year's Day for Ryan Pace to address the media, and they all kept tweeting about how it was being delayed and delayed and delayed. And it was the day of exit interviews, and I said something to the effect of like, Ryan Pace isn't concerned with making Brad Biggs wait an extra hour. He's conducting his like exit interviews.
Dude, that's harsh.
But
man.
I could have said Rich Campbell. I could have said Zach Zaidman. I could have said Weider. He was just he's the number one guy on the beat.
But like, you didn't. Because there's something else there between you and Brad.
There isn't. He blocked me that day, and I heard he was ranting and raving and yelling in the media room about me.
This is why you need, for once in your life, Danny, say sorry.
I didn't do anything.
Say sorry.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
You took a shot at him.
It wasn't a shot.
On air.
It wasn't a shot.
Why Let's get to you, the audio you teased. What do you want to play here?
I wanted to hear Matt Eberflus be all weird about Roquan Smith. Here's what he said about him missing practice.
He was cleared by our medical staff as healthy, and he did not practice. And the reason why for that is you have to ask him. So we expect all of our healthy players to practice, and that was his decision. And like I said, you have to ask him. I have not talked to him about it, so I have no further comment on that situation from there.
And then he was asked about a possible fine for Roquan Smith not attending.
That discipline really comes from the front office, and that right there will be, you know, in conversation with that. I'm not going to get into the details of what discipline's there, but we will certainly work through that when the time comes.
It's just so nauseating and tiring. Like, I was really surprised that Spiegs thought that Roquan was going to get his wish and going to be traded. I don't see this ending well for Roquan Smith. It might end well if he signs the contract and he gets $40-something million guaranteed. That would be a pretty good ending. But I don't think that Roquan Smith is going to win a game of chicken against an NFL franchise.
Well, I said in the heat of the moment while it was going on that I expect that Roquan Smith will obviously play here this year, but they're not going to get his $100 million, and he's going to go to free agency at the end of this year. It'll be sort of like, in a different way, the Allen Robinson experience with the Bears. So I do. Here's a question, though, that I have for you. Do you think that Roquan Smith has handled any of this stuff incorrectly? Because I think he's actually been pretty savvy, whether you're on his side or not.
I think that the statement was clearly charged with emotion, and I guess I'm a little surprised that it happened this late in the game. Like, a lot of the holdouts and, like, the contract anger, like Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, it was more like mini-camp OTA time. Mm-hmm. But, no, I think that he's well within his right to want a new contract and be frustrated by it. I just don't think that he's going to win a staring contest with an NFL team that has all of the leverage and can put the franchise tag on him at the end of this season.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, he broke the glass box for the nuclear option that was sitting there. And he's like, you know what? We're doing this. And he did it.
We'll see what Weederer thinks the end game is here and get into Justin Fields taking some strides in practice. Dan Weederer next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.